Why does God permit a storm like that to happen, with its attendant danger, disruption, hardship, loss? Scripture reveals a number of reasons God could have for allowing such weather. We are surely reminded that we are not in control. We are not the masters of our fate. We are clearly creatures in need of God's care and protection. And when the weather gets as bad as this, we become especially aware of our need for one another. From everywhere have come stories of people looking out for neighbors and strangers, helping. This is how God made us to be, interconnected, not self-contained, needing others, not each all-sufficient in ourselves. But while storms and crises can make plain our interdependence as human beings and give opportunity for selfless action, such outward things can't change human hearts, can't remove the selfishness that besets us all, even in time of crisis. The kind of change that makes for selfless action, even in everyday life, that kind of change is not worked by cold winds, but by the warmth of Christ's love and the strength of the selfless sacrifice he made, the very God whom even the winds obey, gave himself for us.